I got an email from another trader who asked me some pretty good questions, and I wanted to kind of put them out there for everyone else to listen to as well, because I'm sure this is not the first time people have thought this way or had these issues. I know I've had them many times, and I've been trading professionally for a full-time job for 15, 16 years, and probably even longer when I think about what I was doing in high school and college. So that being said, I still have these issues all the time, which seems like it wouldn't happen once I tell you about them, but it just does. You're never comfortable in terms of thinking like, I have a system and I know exactly what I'm going to do. And it seems like when you read social media and listen to people that it's like that, and it kind of is, because you do know you have a body of work that says, this is what I'm good at, this is where I'm strong. Kind of like an athlete in a sport knows that, you know, I play defense and I make three-pointers. That's what I do. And it's not exactly that simple, even though sometimes it seems like it is, because when you have a struggle, you'll switch to different systems and you'll seek out people who are successful that you like, and you'll start to take parts of their system, and then you get all off track and you start losing money and you get away from what you're good at. And then you go back to the drawing board, you do what you're good at, and then you take a little bit of what you've learned and you adapt your system. And the times change too. Sometimes what used to work, like you're momentum trading in a bull market, and all of a sudden it's a bear market, a sideways market. So you're no longer going to make money doing what you were doing. So you either need to sit out, or you need to figure out some new strategies to make some money when the market is not just going up all the time. And you'll see people who haven't been trading as long have a lot of success and feel like they have it figured out. And then there's that big bust that happens after because the market changes. And people who have been around longer, they still get caught and they still get hurt in these things, but they've developed an understanding of themselves and of different market cycles to be able to shift gears and protect and even make money in those environments that, if you've never seen them, it's very difficult to do that. It's never easy, but it becomes easier when you've seen it a few times. So back to the questions from the person who emailed me. We were talking about starting getting involved during the crypto bull market around 15,000 in Bitcoin, making some money up to 20,000, and then using mean reverting strategies. And then all of a sudden it turned into a bear market and getting hurt a little bit and being frustrated. So then realizing, well, what am I doing? Mean reverting. I need to go back to trend following. That's what I'm good at. That's what I want to do. So then you're doing a trend following strategy and you feel like that fits you more. But then you're thinking, well, the market's dead and I'm only getting one or two opportunities a month to do a trade. So I'm not really learning. I don't even know if this is the best system for me because there's just not enough reps. That's why in a volatile market, it's good because you get lots of reps. You make tons of mistakes. You learn from them. You journal about them. You understand things about your emotional state and where you're good at, and you can keep trying and trying, and it shortens your learning curve in a busy market. So it's good for everybody that way. But when that's not the case, it's frustrating. So then he was asking about, what do I do? How do I get my career going? I have some money. I want to trade for a living. But do I go to a prop firm? Because that's what I did when I started. But I think that I'm not in that world anymore, and because I've moved on from it. And I don't think that that's the best option, or it even needs to be. It sounds like it's the fact of the matter is most people I traded with at a prop firm probably don't make money anymore or have left and done other things. There's a few who survived. So it's not like going there just makes it easy for you. It's a good environment, but you're still having a low success rate. And people who did survive maybe did well in some certain environments for a while. And then once those environments changed, they moved on. So it was the right spot at the right time in the right era. And I think I can never write it all off, but I think a lot of that's changed. So I don't think that necessarily is the route. So what is the route? What do you do when you're in this position? There's no real clean answer for this. And when you really want to accomplish something, you tend to find your way through experimentation. And I always think that the answers are inside of you, and through pain and suffering, losing money sometimes, you figure it out. You realize that so I can talk more about myself because it makes it easier to explain, because I can't say for someone else. But for myself, I'm very curious. I love to try, sometimes to my detriment, I try so many things and a lot of it's wasting my time. But sometimes I stumble onto things that are interesting in science or interesting in a new product. And then somehow that lines up with an investment idea. And then there's some news or there's an event or there's an earnings report, and all of a sudden it's a trade and it becomes a trade. It's cross-pollination from a whole bunch of different things. And I can't really describe that style. I can't put it into an algo, but it's something that kind of fits who I am and it fits with what I do. If you're very methodical and computer savvy, it might be studying more data, more patterns. I'm in a group right now where the group I joined, and that's another thing you could do is join an online group, spend a little bit of money, try a group, see how it fits for you, see if you can connect with a few people, maybe learn something from a few people, develop personal relationships with those people, and pick up some things that you can add to your style. And if it doesn't work, then you quit and you move on to, you go back to working on your own, and then you hunker down for a while, and then you're back to maybe a group again. And then eventually you start picking up things that you make the style your own, and you've learned what you need to learn, which is a never-ending process. I just joined a group last year to see if I could learn some more stuff about stock trading, which is a little bit newer to me. So I was back to, I forgot exactly where I left off. Well, I think going back to a point before that I do remember is you get to a spot where it's inside of you. And what that means is you're thinking, okay, this is how I am. And I've tried to be other ways and it doesn't really work. I've tried to mean revert, but I've always been someone who likes breakouts and likes new things and isn't really, I'm always betting with the momentum. I'm taking small losers and big winners. And I sometimes have lots of losers and there's no winner. And then all of a sudden it comes. And then when you get caught mean reverting, you're making money more consistently. And all of a sudden, boom, there comes the breakout. And you're short and you lost all your money. And you're thinking, what am I doing? This is not even who I am. And that happens all the time to everybody. I've had that happen to me. Even now, the last week I had a struggle last week where I gave back a bunch of money that I had patiently made over a period of time, having one weak moment and doing something stupid. And that wasn't really what I wanted to do. And I noticed I'm working with a coach right now or a therapist about it. And they talked it for me. A pattern is when I get irritated or kind of annoyed that I had a bad day. My account, I wake up in the morning, my accounts are down and I'm kind of, I'm pissed off that I put some trades on that I didn't like. I notice that what I do is I start to be really active and put on a flurry of trades. And sometimes that works out well, but long term, it's a disaster because in that flurry of trades that's put on to kind of numb the irritation and the anger that I'm not really aware of, something falls through the cracks and creates a big loser. And that's what happened to me. And I look back at it and I'm thinking, well, this big loser isn't even really what I do, but yet it counts against my results. So who can teach you that stuff? There's no school that's going to teach you that. That's stuff that you have to really, like, I've taken the step to get a therapist and a coach to help me through it because I know that I lose way more money having those little behavioral meltdowns than I do just having regular trading losses. That's fine. I mean, you can live with that, right? You buy something, it hits your stop, you get out. No one really feels bad about that. What you feel bad about is these meltdowns that happen. It's like you're good, and you're not good, and it's all gone. And that's the battle. And so the first step is you figure out how to make money, and then you figure out how to not lose it because you make money. You can't make money, and then you can, and you lose it all. You make it, you lose it all. And then you start keeping half, and then you start keeping 80%. And I wish the story ended with you keep 95% and you never blow it out again, but that's not how the story ends. The story keeps going. And all of a sudden there's a year where you're just struggling like you're a rookie and you've been doing it for 15, 20 years. That's what I do. Happens to me. I know it happens to others. And that's just the way it is. So back to these questions, which I'm getting kind of off topic about. There isn't really a path except for your path when it comes to figuring out where to go next. And I don't think the prop route is necessary. I think starting some online forum or getting involved in some online groups that you connect with can be useful. It could also be wasteful too, and it could get you off track, but that's all part of the learning process because when I've gotten off track, it's pulled me back to being really locked into what I do. And if I didn't know what it was, sometimes you don't know what you are until you know what you aren't. And when I know what I'm not, then I can focus more on what's good. So hopefully that helps a little bit with some of this.